Phoenix, Arizona is home to the first and only Olympic gold medalist to win a UFC title. And while bantamweight champion Henry Cejudo is quick to remind the masses of this feat, he never forgets the immigrant parents who inspired his fighting spirit.
My father was an alcoholic. He was in and out of jail. At the age of 44, he ended up passing away. I was a kid that grew up since a little kid, since the age of 5 with my mother. And something that people don't know about is like my mom wasn't able to attend the 2008 Olympics due to her citizenship status.
Watching the Olympics on the computer, and the computer kept freezing. So I think they probably only caught maybe bits and pieces of it. But once she found out that I won, it was, you know, tears of joy. You know, how many parents could say that their child's an Olympic champ? So this is the year that my mom got the Immigration Woman of the Year Award. American Immigration Council, they found out that my mom couldn't attend the Olympics, and they saw all her hard work, her hardship that she did for this country. And in 2009, she was voted the Woman of the Year. This was like 5,000 people, private event. Pretty crazy.
Although his mother could not attend the 2008 Olympic Games, Cejudo had others to support him along the way, including wrestling instructor turned MMA head coach, Eric Albarrasson.
So people are out here talking about quarantine. You know, my quarantine is right here in this gym.
This ain't nothing new to us. We lived at the Olympic Training Center. We were quarantined for years on end.
He's seen me grow up. He's seen me from a kid. He introduced me to my first girlfriend. I remember I would have him type and text for me.
People are talking about social distancing. This is why I have the greatest combat coach of all time.
With this, we'll be able to maintain 6 feet in between us and maintain that social distance.
He's somebody that's been in my life since 04. I mean, watching me win the Olympics, he was a big part of that too.
We gotta take them all out all at once.
We're so close, we're almost like brothers.
Social distancing training, round 2. Fight!
So it's not always sunshines and rainbows. Me and Captain fight, but we always know the overall objective.
We shoot, you destroy. Shoot,
take. And that's to cut people's heads off. And that's what we've been doing since I got into the octagon.
Cejudo's transition to mixed martial arts was legendary.
This kid is relentless, and he brings ferocity that you only get from someone who is at the level of an Olympic gold medalist.
He became an instant contender in the UFC's flyweight division.
Just dominant world-class grappling from one of the best wrestlers in the division, if not in the sport.
And just as quickly made his mark in the history books.
Demetrius Johnson, we are all witness to his greatness. Will it continue tonight?
For a guy that's defended the title 11 times, he doesn't seem as if he's ever been in a war or ever truly challenged and made to do things that he doesn't want to do in the octagon.
We don't get tired, we get hungry. Let's burn the castle. Let's burn the shit. Henry. Let's do it, Henry.
Oh! Oh, man.
What a fight.
We defeated Demetrius Johnson, the greatest flyweight of all time.
You just shocked the world.
Super fight between champions. Henry Cejudo making the first defense of his UFC flyweight title. TJ Dillashaw, the bantamweight champion, moving down with the hopes of becoming a two-way world champion tonight.
We defeated the greatest bantamweight of all time, TJ Dillashaw.
The messenger! Message says tonight!
But winning the second bout would put me as a pound-for-pound king.
After Cejudo defended the flyweight belt against then bantamweight champ TJ Dillashaw, the UFC would book a rematch at 135 pounds. But when Dillashaw was stripped following a positive drug test, Cejudo would instead face contender Marlon Moraes for the vacant strap.
Moraes Bryce has huge legs.
Yep.
He is easily 155 pounds right now.
Bryce is just going at it right now.
Oh, man. Beautiful catch and return.
The speed with which he throws those legs is incredible.
Henry doesn't have an answer right now, and he's got to do something to change the course of what's happening right now.
Henry's going to have to throw something if he wants to earn Marlon's respect.
Yep, because right now he's getting picked apart.
We will follow Henry Cejudo into the red corner.
Hey, this is Demetrius all over again, round one. We want to be in punching range, not kicking range. Get to his body.
We'll see if Cejudo can do what his coach has asked here early round two.
I need you to invest, Henry. Now, yeah. Let's get to it.
Oh, he clipped him. Now Henry's trying to put that pressure on.
I think Cejudo understands now that he cannot be at range.
There you go.
That's it.
By Henry. This is a total different round.
This is how you answer if you're Henry Cejudo. Just make it a fight. And now he's having success.
Just sensational turnaround by Henry Cejudo.
This one's going to be a war of attrition when it comes down to the end, however long this goes. It's going to be who can keep the pace, who can work the hardest.
Thing is, Henry knows how to win, and he made big adjustments in that second round.
That's up now!
Oh, nice combination.
He's got to get out of that clinch. He can't clinch him like that, but for Henry, that is spectacular. This is a very different Marlon Moraes in that first round.
Henry Cejudo's breaking him.
Oh,
he gets him in.
He got him. Oh, big, big shot.
Cejudo taking control.
Marlon is exhausted. He's getting beaten up.
He's not even fighting the hands.
This fight is about to get stopped.
The elbows from Cejudo. Oh,
that's it.
Olympic champion, flyweight champion of the world, and now bantamweight champion of the world. I am the greatest combat athlete of all time, and I just stole the title for the best pound-for-pound fighter, too.
Henry Cejudo is the real deal.
Not only am I pound-for-pound king now, but I want to introduce you guys to the 2019 Coach of the Year, Captain Eric Alberto. Thank you, brother.
Congratulations, Henry Cejudo.
He is truly a once-in-a-lifetime type of athlete.
Amidst the thrill of victory, Cejudo put the flyweight division behind him, relinquishing the 125-pound belt and setting his sights on a bantamweight legend.
For all you 135-pounders, I have a hit list. Dominic Cruz, wherever you are, I want to fight that guy.
Here is Dominic.
...135-pound legend Dominic Cruz put this division on the map as WEC champion.
Dominic Cruz bringing the speed. Oh, yes. Dominic Cruz comes in a flurry. Dominic Cruz putting on a spectacular show here tonight.
We have a new bantamweight champion by the name of Dominic Cruz.
Cruz would then become the inaugural 135-pound UFC champion.
Fans of the UFC, say hello to Dominic Cruz.
And he continued his winning ways.
Attacking here, Mike.
When Dominic's on point, there is nobody beating him. Doesn't matter what they bring to the table. They could bring the best submission game, the best wrestling game.
Nice combination. Oh, beautiful.
Big takedown.
Very nicely done.
And again.
Dominic matches all aspects of that game, and it's just a matter of Dominic showing up.
Oh, beautiful throw. Oh, my.
We're going on a decade now of, you know, through injuries. He cemented himself as one of the best bantamweights that ever existed.
But the past decade has seen Cruz face his greatest opposition outside of the octagon. With multiple injury layoffs that spanned years and forced the stripping of his belt.
Transformation is a public event. You start realizing when everybody tells you you got the worst luck, is it bad luck or is it just everybody else's mindset? It's not bad luck if I don't choose it.
He is a former WEC Bantamweight champion.
I was the longest reigning champion in the division. I defended the title 7 times.
And the former UFC Bantamweight champion.
You can do whatever you want if you choose it.
For weaker minds would fall short.
He's gone through a lot, almost 3 years, and here he is.
Cruz would thrive.
Oh! Nice takedown. Beautiful. Dominic Cruz is all over him. He's out. He's out. All this time off, you didn't miss a beat.
I always knew I was going to make it back because it was in my heart. I wanted to be here. I'm stronger, I'm faster, I'm in better shape, and I want it more.
With each injury hiatus, he returns stronger.
First fight in 477 days.
And in 2016, he rose to become champion again.
Dominic Cruz denies pressure and cage rush. Is there anybody who's had their resolve tested more than you with your series of injuries to go through all that and hear and
being a champion comes toughness. Everybody in this octagon is tough, so I'm ready for 5 rounds every time. Ring rust is not real. It is all in your head. Just do it.
Although it's been 4 years since we've last seen the now former champ in action, Cruz is primed for another return to form.
Good. 1-2 under. 1-2-5.
He aims to take back his bantamweight belt from today's champion, Henry Cejudo, in the promotion's highly anticipated return at UFC 249.
I have no power in the past. I have no power in the future. I only have power in the now, and right now I feel like money.
Former UFC bantamweight champion Dominic Cruz,
the greatest 135-pound fighter,
has been making the most of his recent injury hiatus. With a second calling, it sharpens his non-physical repertoire.
Thrilled to be joined tonight by the brilliant former UFC bantamweight champion, Dominic Cruz. What a fight week, what a fight night it has been thus far here in Abu Dhabi.
John Jones has been on top for over 10 years, so how many rounds incredible. Do people have to watch him? Yes. So the fights are going to get harder and harder to finish the longer you're champion. The body's not working, that allows me to build this thing because this is open to work.
I mean, I almost feel bad for Valentina for being so dominant.
Oh, that's I don't feel bad for her for being dominant. She's setting the bar for the sport for mixed martial arts, and she's showing women this is where you gotta be. This is how good you have to be. Ngannou has showed he has the power. You have to do it all if you're gonna keep the belt for a long time. That filled a huge gap for me.
Uh-oh.
What is this doctor
saying? The doctor's waving it off.
No way.
I can remember in title fights, in high-level fights, getting cut and having it in my mind that I better put the pedal to the metal, because as fighters, I believe it's our responsibility to know that that is part of this, is when you get cut, you gotta get to work and finish this guy quick before the doctor could stop it. I found a lot of passion in studying martial arts, studying other fighters, studying other people that were in my division.
Congratulations, you're absolutely one of the best of all time, Henry!
Life on the mic means interacting with potential opponents, including the man Cruz is now set to face at UFC 249. Reigning bantamweight king, Henry Cejudo.
Listen, you got 2 belts here, right? Ideally, you get to defend them both, but one would assume that the 135, the bantamweight, would be your weapon of choice, shall we say.
And the thing is, I said it before, man, that's the Cejudo weight division, man, and I truly believe in myself.
Well, in order to get your credit, you got to beat the longest reigning champion in the history of the sport.
Let's shake do it, on let's it right do it. We'll shake on it.
Much has transpired since Cruz and Cejudo first entertained the idea of facing one another. And it was the unprecedented circumstances now faced by the entire world that would be the very catalyst for their agreement to materialize.
The UFC has indefinitely suspended all its future events.
So many unknowns the next couple of weeks.
UFC President Dana White saying that the fights will go on.
We've been working on this since, you know, the world fell apart, and
these fights will happen.
No crowd, whatever it takes.
When the dust settled, Cruz's title bout with Cejudo was set for UFC 249 in Jacksonville, Florida. After the promotion navigated uncharted territory to book its highly anticipated return.
the universe made it all come together. When you just let life and the world take you where it needs to, opportunities happen. All of us fighters want to get out there and fight. We've all been waiting to unload and just let all this energy out and put on a show. This is a time where we can all shine and show the world that there's hope.
Come on, champ.
Let's go, champ. Come on. Come on.
It just came at the literal perfect timing when my body was healthy and you get the opportunity to take a title fight, you take it, period.
Just a few hundred desert miles to the east, bantamweight king Henry Cejudo adjusted this new reality with the same perpetual grind that he has endured for a lifetime.
25. Okay, next.
Ahead of his title bout with Dominic Cruz, Cejudo continues rigorous physical optimization. With Neuro Force One.
Hips, 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 hips. There you go.
And the numbers keep climbing.
Nice. You're working with an Olympian, right? And you're thinking that's the peak of athleticism. You can't do much more. But every camp, you know, he gets better and better at every facet. He gets stronger, more explosive. Okay, here we go. We hit new peaks, we reach new heights. So it's really interesting to see someone that's what we would think is the pinnacle of athletics get better and better and better every camp. Good. Sit down. Beautiful. Good, rest.
Don't let that coronavirus save your ass, because I'm coming.
The last camp we did, we went up to 135, and it was interesting to see how well his body did at that weight.
Here is the UFC flyweight champion, Henry Cejudo, moving up to try to become a double champion tonight.
He put on so much strength, so much power, and his conditioning wasn't wavering at all. So Henry's going to come in, I'm telling you, one of the best versions you've ever seen of him.
Good.
Rest.
That's that right hand that beat up Marlon.
No lag time, right in the motion, boom. Good. Stay bouncing, stay moving. Yes, stay low. Boom, each one. Boom, each one. Good. That's all she wrote.
The term GOAT is a common identifier in the fight game. An acronym of G-O-A-T, which stands for the greatest of all time.
He wants to be universally recognized as the greatest combat sports athlete ever.
In the UFC 249 co-main event between former bantamweight king Dominic Cruz and combat sports icon Henry Cejudo, awards that familiar distinction to the victor.
I am here to snatch his legacy and make his legacy part of mine. That's it.
Whoa! That's it! Get him a second belt!
He's an Olympic gold medalist. He's one of the best 125 pounders in the world. He has not faced the cream of the crop at 135 pounds, in my opinion. So this is the opportunity to beat him back down to his division.
It's an epic battle of bantamweight greats. Ahead of the main event interim title bout. Between the heavy-handed Justin Gaethje.
Holy smoke, Justin Gaethje has some power.
And the world's number one lightweight, Tony Ferguson.
You might be looking at the most exciting fighter pound for pound in mixed martial arts today.
The world will be watching UFC 249. We can take on the world. For the best.